Mozart's comic Così fan tutte opens the IU Opera Theater's 2011-2012 season in a new production conducted by Arthur Fagan, with stage direction by Tomerz Fulun and design by C. David Higgins. Lorenzo de Ponte's libretto tells the story of a couple of boastfully ardent young lovers and their ladies who get a lesson in the hard-knock school of love from a witty older gentleman allied with a clever maid. This is the third production that Tomerz Fulun and C. David Higgins have worked on together at IU. The results are delightful. Higgins' richly detailed and evocative design uses large turntables on either side of the stage to rotate elements in and out. When that isn't enough, he raises and lowers things in the middle. The technology is always at the service of the production and allows for smooth changes with the briefest of breaks between scenes. Higgins' costumes ranged from servant garb through military uniforms up to some wild Zouave-inspired outfits. Color cues were strong elements in the drama. You knew who should and who shouldn't be with whom by whether they matched or contrasted. I especially enjoyed how cute the expected doctor outfit was for the clever maid Despina, and how unexpected the big hats and serapes were for the lovers in a delightful mock mariachi band scene. Tomerz Fulun's directions matched the design in cleverness and energetic variety. In just the early part of the opera, the opening scene with the fellows working out in an antique gym, the ladies chatting during a manicure, the maid energetically ironing, all neatly fitted to show us the characters and yet serve the music as well. There are sections where there just isn't much to do but let the singers hold forth, but even in those, there was creative attention to detail and elements that might visually enrich the scene. In Saturday night's cast, Lorenzo Garcia and Mark Davies were the young lovers. Elisa Martin and Sharon Harms were their intendeds. Joseph Mace was the worldly wise Don Alfonso, and Catherine Pollitt, the wily maid Despina. All did very well. Solos were good. My own favorite parts were the beautifully blended ensembles. Mace was a graceful and dandified gentleman, and measured by applause, Pollitt was clearly an audience favorite. Arthur Fagan conducted a nicely paced performance with attention to orchestral and vocal detail. He has the chamber orchestra up a bit higher in the pit than usual. Visually, this made them seem more involved in the production, the sound excellent throughout. When Lorenzo de Ponte shopped the libretto for Così fan tutte around, his first choice wasn't Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. It was the supposed villain of Amadeus, Antonio Salieri. Salieri actually set a couple of scenes before passing on the project, and from reports on his music, we're lucky that he gave up and Mozart got to do the job. The IU Opera Theater offers final performance of Così fan tutte this Friday and Saturday, and at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.